Ook dit jaar is er weer een nieuwe editie van het Best Finance Team of the Year. Verschillende finance teams in de bedrijfswereld nemen het tegen elkaar op om te bewijzen dat zij de prestigieuze award verdienen. Daarvoor diende elk team een individuele case in waarmee ze de jury proberen te overtuigen. In deze podcastreeks gingen we alvast praten met de genomineerde teams. In deze aflevering trekken we naar Etex, een fabrikant van bouwmaterialen die al meer dan 100 jaar bestaat. Guillaume Verbiest, de Head of Finance, geeft er wat meer uitleg over.
It's a very old group. Eternit, I think, was founded in 1905, so that's the origin of the group. The group has grown quite a lot over the past century. And now we are a group of roughly 3 billion euro turnover, present across the world, mainly in Europe and in Latin America, but with some presence in the United States, in Africa, in Asia. So it's quite a big group with lots of factories. We have more than 100 factories across the globe.
Binnen het bredere bedrijf van Etex Group bestaan vier grote afdelingen.
Our main division is Etex Building Performance, which is one of the top players in plasterboards, mainly in Europe and in Latin America. We have an exteriors division, which does fiber cement facade materials, so architectural facade materials. We have Etex Industry, which provides fire protection and high performance insulation for industrial customers. And a division called Etex New Ways, which is about off-site modular building. So it's a new ways of building houses, which is a small division, but this is something in which we believe that will grow in the future.
Het finance team kon er deze keer helaas niet bij zijn. Daarom gingen we enkel in gesprek met Guillaume. Over de case die de finance afdeling voorbereidde, moeten we volgens hem eerst een aantal jaar terug in de tijd. Naar 2018 om precies te zijn. Toen was Etex Group op zoek naar een manier om zijn interne structuren te stroomlijnen.
And therefore the executive committee started a project or a movement, as it was called by our CEO of the time, called One Etex. And the purpose of One Etex was to find a common way of working which is as simple as possible. So I was, from my background, asked to participate into this One Etex team, which was a core team of five people reporting to the executive committee, to look at how we could simplify our process, and I was looking more specifically at finance. So as part of One Etex, we really started to look at all our pain points, in this case in finance, so both organizationally, are we organized in the right way? What are our processes? How can we improve? How can we look for excellence in the processes that we do? And from this analysis, well, it appeared that we had to change our organization. So we did quite some exercise in the way we are organized in finance, but also that there were some processes which were really painful for the finance organization, but also for the business organization. And quite quickly, it appeared that the budget was one of these. We realized very quickly that the budget was mobilizing a lot of energy in the organization. We were spending time making budgets starting somewhere in May, June of the calendar year to end in December and going in very, very much of detail. Also, budgets were mobilizing a lot of attention during the year to analyze the variances versus the budget. While when we discussed with the business, we realized that this was adding quite little value to the business. It was not allowing us to face uncertainty in a better way than if we wouldn't have a budget, except that it was asking the management to explain constantly why we are behind the budget or better than the budget. So we decided to start that journey to look at a way to change the way we do budgets rather than stopping budgets. And in that analysis, in that investigation of how to change the budget, we came across the theories of beyond budgeting, which we didn't know at the time.
De case van Etex gaat vooral over de nieuwe manier waarop ze tegenwoordig in het bedrijf budgetteren. Beyond budgeting. Maar wat betekent dat nu precies?
I mean, in business schools we are taught that, you know, a serious business person or a serious finance person knows how to make a budget and knows how to follow up his budget, and he's on top of his budget. I mean, that's like common words that you hear all the time. So it took quite some preparation and some change management before we could even decide to stop doing budgets. So the way we approached it is that we did what we called power sessions, where we gathered a small team, which is the team which is candidate for the Best Finance Team of the Year, that we, you know, a team, I would say, a cross-functional team or a diverse finance team, I would say, of people, both senior people, more junior people, of different areas of e-techs. So that's why it's also an international team. We have Belgian people, but we have French people, we have Brazilian persons in there. And what we have done is some power sessions where we would sit in a room and discuss about all the points that we could, where we could change the way we approach budgets, where we are, the way we approach planning, and what are the substitutes that we need to think of.
Verspreid over 4 sessies op 3 dagen tijd nodigde het finance team andere afdelingen uit om samen mee te denken over de nieuwe manier van werken. Door die samenwerkingen kwam het finance team uiteindelijk tot een nieuwe werkmethode die ze voorstelde aan het management.
We believe that we should stop doing budgets. We should look at a different way of doing planning. So stopping doing budget doesn't mean not doing any planning. We still believe that planning is useful, but it has to be used for the right thing. Therefore, we suggested to move towards rolling forecasts, which, on the contrary of a budget, is not a commitment. It's a best estimation of where we believe we are going. So we don't want to mix estimation and ambition anymore. And therefore, we would look at the ambition through a midterm plan, which is what we aspire to do. So we made a clear distinction between our aspiration, which is a midterm plan, and our best estimate of where we are going, which is our rolling forecast. So we came with this proposal to the executive committee, and I dare to say that we had very quickly a strong support, at least from our CFO and our CEO in the first place, but quickly from the other executive committee members who were people who felt the pain of budgets on a, you know, on a regular basis. So already at the start of OneETech, several ExCom members had told us, listen, you have to do something about the budget, and we came with an alternative which was inspiring.
Hoewel het niet altijd even gemakkelijk is om nieuwe recruten te overtuigen van de nieuwe budgetteringswijze, denkt Guillaume dat beyond budgeting alleen maar belangrijker zal worden. Het systeem werpt volgens de head of finance nu al zijn vruchten af.
First of all, what we had in the past is that we had very clever professionals, finance professionals, business partners, who were spending a massive amount of time crunching numbers for the sake of doing a budget. And what I say sometimes when I make a presentation is, who sells more because they have a nice budget? I mean, having a nice budget, your customer doesn't care. So what we are now doing is the time that the people were spending on budget, they spend it on something else. For instance, we are currently in a situation where we have a very high volatility in prices and in costs. Well, the time of these finance people is better spent analyzing how to cover these costs and what is the impact on our commercial environment, rather than making a budget. And this is a concrete example of time that is spent doing something better. But that's for the finance people. The same goes for the commercial people. Again, commercial people were spending 2, 3, 4 weeks making budgets. And during that time, you don't sell, or during that time, you visit less customers. So it added also a rigidity at that time where people were not doing their work. When we talk about rigidity, the fact of freezing a budget at a given moment of time also puts some rigidity in the organization. When you have a budget, typically every department would have his budget that he can spend. And if during the year you realize that the world is changing and you need to shift resources, having a budget usually makes it more complex because people will start to argue, how can I reinvoice you this cost? Or no, sorry, this is my resource. I fought for it during the budget and you won't have it. Without a budget, you don't have these kinds of discussions. Recently, I had to set up a new team. Well, basically, the people from the other teams gave me, said to me, look, I have this and that resource who are qualified to work for you. They are better with you than with me. And that was it. I mean, the discussion was, you know, pretty fluid rather than discussing costs. And I think that's also something which is critical in a world without budget, is that you have less rigidity in the way you organize your work.
Guillaume is heel trots op zijn team. Vooral omdat ze op relatief korte tijd gezorgd hebben voor een grote omwenteling in de finance-afdeling van het bedrijf. Winnen of niet, voor Guillaume is zijn team nu al het best finance team of the year.
We have in the team we have a lady, Stéphanie Dubois, which is a young finance professional, who very qualified, who was directly very convinced by that new approach and that new way of working, you know, having no budget and looking at a way forward. Next to that, we have, I would say, two more senior colleagues, Desio Reis, which is an operations finance business partner, and Olivier Frohn, which is a head of finance business partnering for the exteriors division, who are more senior and also who were not convinced on the first instance that it was right to work without budgets. So it was a diverse team where we had a lot of interaction, both in terms of philosophy, what are you seeking from your budget and added value are you seeking from your budget, but also very pragmatic on, you know, how will you assess the performance of your salespeople, how are you going to control your costs, and these are things that, you know, these were very rich discussions. Where in the end we came out of there with the consensus that yes, we were doing the right thing. But also next to that, we were able to convince a very broad audience. Again, not the whole world is not convinced, but we convinced enough people that we were able to make that shift quite quickly. And that is very fulfilling. I mean, we were able to convince a group like ETEX, which is a building materials group, so we're not... You know, we're not Microsoft. We are usually quite traditional, but still people were convinced and wanted to do it. And I think the team, through that chemistry that happened in those workshops that we did together, was able to build that view and to share it with the rest of the world.
Dit was een aflevering in de podcastreeks over het Best Finance Team of the Year. Bedankt voor het luisteren.